Blog Talk Radio.
My faith is so strong knowing that God is the head of my life, and believe that I know that 2016 is going to bring many, many blessings for me. So here we got Eric.
Hello. Happy New Year, everyone.
So, Eric, how lively is it out here?
Oh, man, it's exciting. Everybody is they're screaming. They're excited about the new year. It's a really nice atmosphere. Everybody's dressed, like, beautiful.
Yes. So even like
even
the ambiance, the food.
We
thought about the food. I know you're excited.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Everything was good. I mean, good presentation, good layout and everything. I love it.
Outstanding. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for tuning in. I know that this is actually going to be a big deal around the world because, you know, this is another year. And normally when this happens, normally I'm at home. I've never been out ever on a New Year's Eve going into New Year's. I've always been home or either I've been at church.
Right.
So this is first for me, but it's called being a socialite.
Yeah.
I'm a socialite! So I'm super, super excited. Tonight we had a chance to meet the owner of this great place. And then the name of it, you remember the name? I want to make sure I get it right.
No,
I know it's Excellent. She gave me a card.
Excellent.
And it's located in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where she has a lot of different events there, weddings. She has different things such as not only that runway fashion show. So
right.
I'm excited for us to connect. We're going to have a meeting next week.
Okay.
So I'm excited. Then another young man out here, the father of, I want to say Savage, but the first name is it William Savage? Okay. Well, Mr. Savage actually reached out to me and wanted me to definitely, you know, start working with, like, getting his son information, like,
right.
with me, introducing me, and being that, you know, he's such up there, too. He could be a blessing to everybody else. So I'm excited. So Catawba Jenkins, come on over. So this is one of my good girlfriends right here, my bestie. She is
happy
to be here. So what is your New Year's resolution?
Oh, my New Year's resolution is just to be a better me inside and out. That's health-wise, that's monetarily-wise, that's just overall relationship-wise. Just be true to myself and true to people that are close to me, and those who want to get close, be even better.
Oh, all right. Now, you heard it from her, the one and only Catawba Jenkins.
Woo! She's got to think baby. Woo!
I know. So, I know you working that right there, but if you can help me out there for a second. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do now is we're going to check and see if anybody's calling into the studio. And as of right now, we don't know that there are people doing a lot of different things tonight, getting their information out there far as, one moment, as making things happen for themselves. So I'm super excited just to be able to do this. This is only a 15-minute show, which we're going to give back time to Eric and whoever else come up, because I know this is can't even talk tonight. Exciting. I see on the floor they're dancing. They're having a good time. We already toasted to the champagne thing, and I'm just loving it. The ambiance, everybody's dressed to impress. I see, and I was trying to get actually the person who was putting this together, which is Freda. She's and Kathy Tyler. Kathy! Yeah, so I was trying to get everything as far as getting that in the forefront. So everybody's doing their own thing. So, Eric, you have anything you want to say to the listeners?
Yeah.
What's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to be the best at what I do. And like we always talked about, always helping others.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how God would bless us.
That's right.
By helping others. Spend more time with my children, making sure that I influence them the right way.
All right.
Yeah,
yes.
I love them.
Yes,
those
I saw the video where you got a present for your daughter.
Yes.
It was some perfume that she wanted. And she just like, woo! Yeah, I mean, she was on 9, 10. Yes. So my New Year's resolution is to be a better me, health-wise, far as getting, you know, in my physical aspect, but getting close to God in the sense of letting God continuously to use me, even to do more and more and better things that he has lined up for me, saying yes instead of saying I don't know, you know, more working on making sure my faith is in check, and just being a blessing to others, to having my family joined as far as my kids connected, where, you know, everybody is in it and make my empire, which I have. It's called Infinity Powerhouse for a reason, because it's a built known form of an empire that is actually going to take over, not in a way like, oh, I'm going to take and crush everybody else, but bring everybody in the fold, connect with other people, and make them know that all things are possible.
Right.
I bought a sign today for my office, and one of the things that said, all things are possible, and that's what I stand on, that's what I believe on wholeheartedly. So I know, ladies and gentlemen, I know you out there enjoying everything. Now, tonight we had actually a moment where I spoke with Koss, the new rapper who this was going to sign with us. So what's going to happen with him? He's supposed to call in, so I know I told him if he got kind of busy and didn't get a chance to, that I understood because it was like a last-minute thing.
Right.
But in case he's listening right now, or I'm looking to make sure that he's not calling into the studio, but calling actually, and I know, like my daughters, they said, well, I'm going to call your phone because I know you're going to be connected. So I said, well, I don't have a problem with that. But a lot of times, you know, how that works.
Right.
So share with the listeners, what do you do, Eric?
I'm a freelance graphic designer, and what I do is like artists like Koss. I help them put together a nice package to be able to advertise themselves to get sales on their CDs, you know, and their branding, that type of thing that. So, and I'm starting to get into book covers, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. Because I mean, that's important too.
Right.
Those are best followers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Too, so.
Yeah. Well, definitely, Eric is definitely the man. He is the it factor with the graphic design. I'm so excited to be working with him, and actually, just sharing, different understanding and knowledge about all the things that we do. But I'm gonna add into the fold. I've always worked with businesses. Like far as doing certain things with them, but I'm going to start promoting. I want to start promoting businesses.
Right.
They want information, and that's a form of an ad space, ad campaign also. But just to put it out for, and add it into my lineup.
It's
model, talent, ad, media, but add business in this lineup too. So make it a win-win for everybody. So we have somebody over here. We said Mr. Salvage, the actor. So we're going to bring him over and let him tell us a little about what you
want
to talk about to the listeners.
But
first, you have to tell us, what is your New Year's resolution?
Well, my New Year's resolution, this is Kevin Savage Sr. My New Year's resolution is to have peace on this earth with everybody that we come in contact with, and ask the Lord to bless this world, have peace in this world. That's number one for 2016. Because 2016, we know what was behind us, but we don't know what's in front of us.
Right.
So we got to realize that life is real, life is precious.
Right.
But I'm speaking on behalf of myself, I'm speaking on behalf of people that need a lot of love in this world, and my son. I'm giving a hot shout out in Atlanta right now, Kevin Savage. He's doing some big things with Secret Society. He's doing some great things out here. I call him Triple Threat.
Yeah.
He's an excellent model, excellent singer, and a definite number one actor. So look out for him in the future because he's busting it out. He's busting it out live.
That he had already been in that we would know about.
He has done Secret Society. He's one of the leading actors in Secret Society to play. He has been on the Originals. That was on a series about 2 months ago. He played Jared, the leading werewolf that encounters the leading vampire. And he's done a few things there. He's done a lot of things with the modeling world.
He has Dream Girl.
And he's up and coming. He's doing some things, okay?
In his face with Superman, actually, honestly, I've seen him before, but you know how you see people and you just don't know? And then just tonight, but 2 nights ago when we met, just to meet you in your spirit and your way, how much you care for your son, that is absolutely, I can feel it, I can see it, I can hear it, and your passion.
The love and passion, sweetheart. You know, when you see it's like a budding star. You see that star getting ready to explode open? Or like a seed blooming? You know what's coming out there. And there's a lot of love out there.
Yeah.
And listen, people, He's out. He's up and coming. He's out there, and he's real people. So he's going to be a real treat for the whole world to see, because he's super fantastic. There's a book coming out that he's working on, some things that he has to be in, called The Zodiac. So he'll be doing the male Sagittarius in The Zodiac. The book is coming out soon, and there should be a movie coming out soon as well. But he's the number one actor, and he's going to be up there with you, Denzels and everyone else. It's not just a proud father talking, but he's been grooming since he was a young man. He has the energy and power. And his daddy sing a little bit too. But on that note, well, I happen to actually, I happen to be a. I was in the movie, The Second Hunger Games. I had a chance to read. I had a chance to meet Donald Sutherland. I had a chance to meet Mrs. All the cast of The Hunger Games. Donald Sutherland is dynamite. He's down to earth. I mean, we eat with the cast. That man's about 81 years old, but he still has a great spirit. And I happen to be one of the only black guards in there, part of his cabinet. So I was a super extra, but I was in there anyway. It was a pleasure being there. So you can't miss my face in there.
Let me hold this for a second. Yeah, but no, I wasn't taking it from you. I was actually, another call coming in, and I was
go check me out in Atlanta this weekend at the Entertainment Expo on the 16th. Come check me out in Clinton, North Carolina. Check out my video. Y'all already know what it is. The IMF event in Raleigh, North Carolina on the 16th that night. Come check me out. And look, it's an Infinity Powerhouse. Shout out. Y'all already know what it is. Mr. CEO Darlene Pierce. Happy New Year.
I'm so sorry. Before when you got on, something was wrong with the actually button. So what we're going to have you do, introduce yourself again one more time
for us. I say Happy New Year to CEO Darlene Pierce, Infinity Power Network. Y'all already know what it is. It's Woodline to Hoodline. Calls. We'll give a shout out. If you ain't already got it, go get that Double XL. This came out with Kendrick Lamar on the front. Go get that. Go check me out in Atlanta this weekend. At the Entertainment Expo, the 16th of January in Raleigh, IMF event down there. And come check me out at Clinton, North Carolina on the 16th. We're shooting a video down there. Calls Woodline the Hoodline. Check it.
Yes. And what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, everyone out there listening, is that we are putting on an open call, which is going to be on the 9th of January for his photo shoot. I mean, not photo shoot, for his video shoot. And so that was Carolina. Carolina, throw it up. That's right. That's what's up. So, ladies, So what we have right now is anything you want to say as far as your New Year's resolution, when you got to give out to everybody that you're going to do for your New Year's resolution.
I'm just trying to be a better dad, a better fiance, a better husband in 2016. And I'm trying to, I did well in 2015, but I'm trying to take over in 2016 in this music, so y'all check me out.
All right. Well, I got some new things lined up. I'm going to share some things with y'all coming up this week. I just got off the phone earlier. As your networking, what you call it with the Top Models and Talent Scout networking, we are lining up some different things, bigger things. So I'm going to share that with you and actually David coming up this week, okay? And also we're going to have a lot of other great things coming up as well. So I thank you, Cost, for calling in, and a happy new year. This is the 2016. It's a big thing. It's going to happen for all of us, and I appreciate you tuning in.
Yes, ma'am. Happy new year to you, too.
Happy new year. You have a great night, okay?
Good night.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, Miss Lady, come on over. That's what's going on. And we want to hear about what you got going on with your book.
This is my first book. The name of it is Proverbs 911. My name is Vanilla Jenkins, and I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I'm not originally from here, But I have a book out. My first book is Proverbs 9-1-1 on one page. It's my first book, and it won't be my last book.
Right.
But I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning. I felt the hurt and pain that the nation was going through. And I had tears in my eyes, but I asked my God to let me finish this book. And these days, if you don't finish what you're doing, you're never going to accomplish anything in life. And my goal is to continue being a writer, because you got to start from somewhere.
Right, that's great. So what we're going to do, actually, me and her already working on talking about meeting to get more information so we can know how to collaborate further. So I appreciate for you sharing that with our listeners tonight. And what we're going to do, we're getting ready to close out because our time is up. But everyone, thank you so much. I want you to help me out with this. When I get to three, we're going to say live your dream. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Live your dream.
Woo!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all have a great night. Thank you for tuning in. Happy New Year 2016.
Woo! Great things getting ready.